not for the news headlines, blaring the end of the occupiers' encampment, the events preceding the midnight deadline could have been mistaken for a giant block party. There were smiles all around amongst the occasional chants of defiance. But further into the camp, and away from the spotlight of the live cameras for the 11 o'clock news, Slim Matthews was packing.
I'm 20 years old and homeless.
Slim Matthews, who has lived a lifetime in foster homes and under the eye of the Department of Youth Services, was being forced to move yet again.
Like, it was done in a legal manner with an eviction notice and everything else like that after it was all done and brought to court. But for the police to come in and tear my tarp apart, tear my tent apart, break my lock and throw it somewhere else and then leave an eviction notice and take my bag, just nothing else. And that was all due to the cops and putting in letters and notices of eviction.
Sensing that the Occupy encampment was coming to an end, Doug Lissandro posed in front of the remaining tents with friends.
I'm part of the 1%.
And so Lissandro, who lives in the financial district, was not lamenting the passing of the encampment. Without apparent irony, he described the plight of the well-to-do.
There's a system, it's called capitalist society. And as hard as I work, I don't want to hand my money to anybody. I'm willing to participate and give my share. 50%, is 50% fair? Should I have to give more than 50% of my money every year to people? No, I think that's a fair contribution.
What about capital gains?
15% is fair on that as well.
But supporters outnumbered detractors by huge numbers, and they started arriving during the day.
I'm George Aguiar. We drove down from Northampton to show our solidarity for this particular occupation. This is very important symbolically. We were concerned that something might happen today, so we thought coming down and being here would help show that there's some support.
And unlike the contentious pepper spraying and clubbing incidents at UC Davis, in Los Angeles, Oakland, and New York, demonstrators and police in Dewey Square expressed a begrudging respect for the other, even as the tensions racketed up in the countdown to the midnight deadline. Philip Anderson spoke for many of the demonstrators.
As you can see, most of our critical infrastructure has been removed from camp. Our medical tent is gone, logistics tent, food tent, all of that's been taken to a safe location. We removed $10,000 to $15,000 worth of equipment and food and donations today. We wanted to make sure that was safe in the event of an eviction.
The police presence around the encampment was relatively light. There were no visible buses packed with baton-wielding police waiting around the corner for the go-ahead. The cops waited at times through the crowd and struck up conversations with reporters, demonstrators, and each other. But the Occupy activists, whose ranks at 11:55 p.m. had grown substantially from a few hundred to more than 1,000, said they had no illusions about the police. The officers' jobs, as pointed out by Superintendent Bill Evans, were to remove the activists once the go-ahead was given by Mayor Thomas Menino. So the only question for the protesters was not whether they should peacefully resist, but how to peacefully resist. That question came to a contentious head at the nightly General Assembly meeting. The back and forth debate over how to resist proved moot at 1:15 a.m., when Superintendent Evans first informed the trash collectors who were standing by, and then reporters, that the police would not be going in.
The mayor had said the deadline was tonight.
Yes, sir.
No one ever said the police were coming in.
Understood.
All right, so.
Understood.
There's a big crowd expecting it, but that wasn't our intention.
Can you say how you
Is there a sense of when something might, when there might
no,
be?
No, no. Again, the deadline was, at midnight. So, we're just working to keep the street open here.
So there are currently no plans?
No, there's no plan. Yeah. There was a deadline set, but right. We don't have any plans to move anyone.
Even though they're trespassing technically, it doesn't.
Well, when the time comes, obviously, when we feel we'll move them, but for now we're not going to.
That led to dancing in the streets and a brief reprieve for the Occupy Boston vigil in Dewey Square. I'm Philip Martin for WGBH Boston Public Radio.